Goku, he's that guy that's like, you want to train? Smiling in your face. Yeah, of course. Then he kills you and you don't know why, and you're just struggling. And then he looks at you like, it was an easy session, right? Let's do it again. And then what happens next time you see Goku in the gym? Swerve. You're like, nah. Swerve. Because that's all you get from him. You don't get anything. There's no, oh, you worked hard today. You do, you are okay. This is like, at least Vegeta, I know Vegeta's gonna tell me this is tough, and like, my aim is to make this hard for you. I'm going to kill you, so you go in there with your eyes open. Goku, no.
I can just imagine. Solo in the locker room thinks he's got away from Goku, closes the cabinet. Hey, Solo, ready to train?
Yeah, exactly. Or he just puts a palm on his shoulder. How you doing there, fella? Ready to train? It's gonna be an easy one. We're doing it for 4 hours. Oh no, swerve.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh my gosh.
Bonkai Senbon Sakura Kageyoshi.
Welcome, anime fans, to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire, and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share, and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show. Top five, as Drake says. Today we are talking about our top five least favorite anime characters, our least favorite MCs. MCs, if you don't know, stands for main characters. You know, we're talking about who's boring. So without any further ado, as we do in the show, we always get to it. So my name is Ed, and I'm joined by my co-host, permanent special guest.
Thank you. You get that right.
How's this going to go on? How long is this going to go on? Permanent. We're just going to call him...
That's the whole point in the name. Permanent special guest. It's not that difficult. Permanent special guest. It's everywhere. If I get a business card for Super Anime Podcast, I'm going to put special, permanent special guest. That's what I'm putting on there. I'm going to introduce myself to guests as a permanent special guest.
Oh my gosh.
That's
what I'm doing. Why not just a co-host?
Because permanent special guest sounds even better.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You can, whatever makes you happy, Solo. So my co-host, but we're going to be talking about, you know, least favorite characters. So let's get straight into it, Solo. Let's not make this begin boring, as it were, because I know the characters we're going to be talking about are ones we find boring. Mm-hmm. So what makes an MC, first of all, boring to you? You know, before you get into the actual characters, tell me some traits, some characteristics.
Okay. Before that, though, I do want to say, like, disclaimer, this is not to say, like, some people's favorite anime characters may be in my list, okay? So I'm just telling you, fair warning, this is personal to me. I still like, doesn't mean I don't like the shows. I just, you know, every now and again you think to yourself, man, you're boring, man. Like, what are you doing? everybody that I've got on my list, at some point made me think, yeah, you know, I might duck you if I met you in person. I might just swerve you.
I might just swerve you. You know, the one way you go in the tube station and you see someone you saw from your previous work.
From school or work.
Oh, from school, yeah.
From secondary school or college. And you pretend, you just look straight on, you just look straight ahead.
You pretend like you never even saw them before.
And if you're walking with someone, you stop and whisper, you know, at school with that black guy, you know? Yeah.
I remember there was a girl I saw who, like, I just didn't want to speak to. So sometimes, like, You either turn your face or you bow your head. You look at your phone, exactly.
You just swipe through your apps. You just swipe through your apps. pretending on
no,
stage.
No, full while you have no connection in the tube.
You start pretending to type on your phone. There's nothing.
So, oh, that is hilarious. You do everything not to make eye contact. So, yeah, that's a good way to put it, Sir.
I just don't want to. I can't want to talk to this guy right now.
Yeah.
And it could be for very, like, it could be for quote unquote, not even that bad reasons, but just every now and then you're like, I can't do this today. I can't speak to him or her. So yeah, that I'm just giving you fair warning. But for
that was a good example. And for people who London, we have tube stations or underground, and other countries it might be trains, so on and so forth. But yeah,
you metro, get the for example.
Yeah.
The metro, what's that? In the States, isn't it? Metro.
Yeah, States, yeah.
New York, right? They call those the metro, right?
I mean, yeah. I think they call all the underground metro, but I could be wrong.
I know exactly. I've been to America exactly 3 times in my life. That's it. Once with Ed, actually. Yeah, once with you.
Yes, that's true, actually, yeah.
Anyway.
Go on. Yeah.
Anyway, to your answer your original question, I think it's sometimes their behavior, when their behavior just goes against common sense. Yeah, that's it for me. If it goes against common sense, immediately I'm just start to look at them. I just side eye them. I'm like, why would you do that? And then, if they're always in one, they don't show any other parts of their personality. If they're just, you know, those people that are just like, and it could be both. I'll do both to prove the point. They're either always just complaining about everything. Like, man, that guy's so draining.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Yeah.
They're always complaining. Like a virus, man. Just stay away. Spreads.
And then get our way.
Yeah, exactly.
Get our way.
And then you know there's some. Yeah. Have you ever heard some people? I mean, I've only met one person, to be honest, like this, but they're like just always happy.
Like, yes.
Permanently.
Yes.
And
not
happy in the sense of like contentness. And you know, there's a difference when someone's like at peace. I've loved being around people like that. They always like kind of bring you down a little bit in sense of like center you and kind of, yeah, ground you. But you know, there's people that are always like, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, like all the time.
He just jump in a funeral. Yeah.
You know, in like 90s where they do, yeah, and then they punch the air and then they jump as well, there's a freeze frame. And like the ending of the film before it fades to black is them like jumping in the air with like their legs all bent up.
quick side story.
You
so
did, you did it, did you?
No, definitely not me. Definitely not me. But I work in a really large corporation and it's global. And essentially there was a person in our EMEA, like EMEA stands for Europe, Middle East and Africa. And then after it's kind of separated to like US who kind of do their own thing. And basically our EMEA was talking about, you know, how we need to be positive. And then he gave an example of the Americans, like whenever they have a good meeting, they'll be like, yeah, great meeting, guys. Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. And he was just like, you know, let's try and be a bit more positive. Because I don't know if it's just us in Britain, but we're not like that in terms of awesome, yeah, dude, or stuff. I mean, I'm being stereotypical, right? But they're of course, yeah.
Because sometimes you do need that whole rah-rah element. You do need it to be.
Oh, absolutely.
But
yeah.
Then I think in general, Europeans can be very like, like skeptical.
Oh, 100%. We are 100% skeptical.
We're side-eye you like, what's that guy doing? Did you
yeah,
see him
exactly.
Shout so much, I don't get that. It's like, we're very skeptical.
Exactly.
We're very skeptical at times.
you mentioned that we went to America 3 times. I've been to America a few times because I have family out there.
Okay, yeah.
And you find that, like, literally in the malls and everything, how you doing, sir, and all that, like, very, like, polite. You come to England, like my cousin came here, he's like, people are just not friendly here.
Oh.
In London, you are to yourself. We are the most like, yeah, man, you are people.
Try
here,
talking
like,
to somebody on the tube in rush hour.
Not happening at all.
In the morning. on the tube when you're not in someone's armpit and you're asking someone, can you pass me that paper, please? They'll look at you. They won't even take out the headphones. They'll just look at you with the headphones still in.
But even that's even an extreme example. Even like Sainsbury's, you couldn't be like, how are you doing and all that stuff. You would not say that. You would not say that here. Whereas in America, you go to like a Walmart or something, you give them a smile, how are you doing? You might even get like, most of the time I've gone to like, groceries or like shopping malls, I've ended up in a conversation with some random person.
Yeah, but okay, I think maybe that's it. Here's a little, so you live in London, I live outside of London. Outside of London.
Okay, fair enough.
Like Sainsbury's, shout out my local Lidl. They are very polite. I have conversations all the time. One of them last Halloween was wearing an Akatsuki costume. I had to stop him. I was like, yeah, oh, wow. You know what? I like this. I like you a lot, man. What's your name? I'm going to remember. And now I always talk to him whenever I go to, that was in Sainsbury's, sorry. Whenever I was in Sainsbury's, yeah, it was chat to my guy. Nice man.
Solo living that suburban lifestyle, boy. Suburbia. Fair enough. Yeah, it might be the same in New York, actually, in terms of people not being friendly and so on and so forth. Because where I went to was a place called Bowie in Maryland. And yeah, okay. that was quite, they're quite nice there. But yeah, cool. That was just... But yeah, sorry, sidetracked. Yeah, go
sidetracked. On. But back to your regular programming. You know, in general, I think that's let me go back because we went wildly off topic there. But I think in terms of what makes someone boring, I think if they're just like, even if they're like always like I said, yeah, whatever, or they're always like always complain. Well, basically, the whole point is that they're stuck and there's no variation in their personality. Then I think it's boring, and it could start out as a very positive thing, right? But then if they never ever show a different, they're like always that way. Aside from like, and then maybe I'm just being biased because I like centered and grounded people anyway. I like, and the accepting that there are different parts of life and it's okay to be up and down and because that's what life is about. So if a character always maintains, and it could be in anything, not just anime, but they always maintain one level, I'm like, after a while, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's boring. It's enough now. Let's see, show me something different, right? So yeah, and we'll get into it, but that's and some of the people I've picked are because of that reason, no variation in their personality that I have seen anyway.
No, okay, that's fair. And you mentioned something in the beginning as in, why would you do that, like a stupid decision or something like that.
It doesn't really make them boring, to be honest. It just means
okay. I was going to say, because really, I don't think Luffy is stupid. I know a lot of people say, but he does make some really wild decisions. So I was going to say, does that? And I know you don't think Luffy is boring. He's far from it. But I just wanted to get that clarification. Yeah, so I'm glad you kind of clarified.
Yeah, if it's not common sense, that's just me just like, what are you doing? But it doesn't make them boring, because at least if they do something that makes me think, what are you doing? That's still a surprise, right? So there's still something slightly different. So, yeah, I don't know why I added that in there, but I'm just saying that that's the trigger enough for me to be like, okay, and then I pay a bit more attention into who they are as a character, right? So,
I think you define it perfectly. Who would you avoid if you saw them?
Who would you swerve? Who would you cross the road so you don't have to have a conversation? Like, you don't want to talk to them anymore. It's like,
I know, listeners, every one of you have done that. You've seen someone you've known in your past and you swerve them. the worst one is if they see you and you're like,
hey,
damn it.
Hey, hey, how you doing? And then they did a little jog up to you. How you doing, man? How you doing, man?
Little jug.
It's been a while, right? How's things? That's all right. You know, it's all good. What about you? Oh, no. We should catch up. Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I'll catch up. Catch all right. Cool. Never happened.
Yeah, I'd have to say, if they ask me your number, you got any? Oh, no, it's the same number, but I'm on Facebook. Just find me on Facebook.
They'll never
message you on Facebook. It's a dead platform.
Exactly. I was like, Facebook, yeah, damn. Exactly, yeah, maybe Instagram.
Purposely. Give them, dude, message me on Facebook.
Yeah. He deleted your Facebook like 2 days ago.
You don't check. Last time you checked Facebook, it was 2007.
man, that's so good. It's funny because it's true. That's the classic line, but it is. Literally, I've done it so many times. All right, cool. So would you say, and you kind of touched upon this, would you say lack of character development makes an MC boring?
I think if we're going deeper into the topic, like, all of these people, the characters I've picked at the moment are kind of like a little bit semi-tongue-in-cheek. But if we go a little bit deeper into it, then yeah, I don't think it makes them necessarily boring, but it does mean that they're not well-rounded as a character if they don't see that. Like, some of my favorite moments of any character, not just main MCs, are when I see a reaction to when something is like wildly different from their expectation happens. So if, say, for example, I don't know, like they're planning to go in a particular, they've been planning this one trip for ages and ages and ages, or going to this one island, let's just take One Piece, and then something crazy happens. What's the character's reaction to that? How do they react to trials and tribulations, basically? And is there difference or is there growth in those type of things? And there's a difference between, like, just shonen tropes, like Usopp being scared of everything. That kind of makes sense. It's there for a reason. We know what it's for. Yeah. That's fine. And Sanji and the girls, we know that. It makes sense. I know I've complained on the show before, but realistically, we all know why it's there. We get that. Zoro can't, you know, he doesn't know his directions and he gets lost.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. But in terms of actually digging a little bit deeper and saying, okay, well, do they actually change in certain scenarios? And I think maybe that's what I'm talking about, character growth. So over time, I'm not expecting, like, all of a sudden to Zoro suddenly be great at finding directions. No, but does his general demeanor change, or his reactions change to certain things as he gets more experienced? And I'm just using Zoro because I just watched One Piece the other day. But it could be any character.
No, I think that's right. And I think, to your point, you know, like, those things reflect, I think, sometimes your friendship groups. You know, you have the guy who's always simping over ladies. You have the guy who has bad directions, you know, or you know, the girl. Or some. I mean, obviously, One Piece is a particular kind of thing. Yeah. But most times you see in anime, those kind of traits are sometimes reflected in your friendship groups.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
100%.
Sure everyone can hear listening will know a simp in their friendship group and so on and so forth. Yeah. So, no, I agree with that. But you mentioned that. Do you think then the manga writers do on purpose in terms of making a side character more excitable than a main character? So let me get into my first one. Right.
Go on then.
So I'm gonna start from 5, and then move up to 1.
Oh, okay. Right? You put them in order. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So 5, I may see, and if I'm in a good mood, I might, you know, look their way, and if they look my way and we both eye contact and we both say hi, then that's fine. After that, no, 4 to 1, I'm trying to avoid. But basically, that's how you gauge my levels here, in terms of from least interest into the one where it's just like, nope, I'm gonna be ducking, I'll jump in front of a car before I snatch it. Maybe not in front of a car, but I'll literally try and hide before I even see that person. So, for instance, actually, he's not a good example, so maybe I'll choose someone else. Actually, he's not a good example. But the reason why I say this is, like, I'll give an example, though.
Like 10 seconds, just eliminated.
I know.
You just I was like, okay, here we go. You know what, it's not really a good example, you know?
Nah, it's not. To be honest, it's not. But look, I Saitama, he's not in my list, but Saitama...
You can't put him in your list.
Nah, he's not in my list, but But I would argue that his side character is more interesting than him.
Who? Genos? Why? How? Keep in mind,
he's more excitable because he's more relatable. Because, like, we can't really relate to Saitama. I think that's why they made Genos like that. Genos is always trying to improve. Genos is like, how can I do this? You know, that kind of... We did an episode on this where we talked about how... While One Punch Man is a seinen anime, you get those shonen feels and tropes from Genos, and Saitama is just more so just do it kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
But remember, the whole point of One Punch Man is that it's a parody, a satire against the common
thing.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
So it's there to balance out the main character. So you need to have, if it wasn't, like, for example, the whole point of Genos wanting to be better is that that's what a typical main character would do to a to a thing. So I don't necessarily see him as more interesting. I'm like, okay, I get it. Because I think there was one point where he, at the beginning in season one, where Genos was asking Saitama, was like, oh, please, sensei, train me. And he's like, no, I mean, there's a sale. I need to get some. Oh, well, I know I'm mixing up episodes there. But you know what I'm saying? Basically, like,
yeah.
Like, what? No, I'm cool. I don't need. It's annoying. It's more effort. I don't need an assistant or a trainee. I don't really see him as more interesting. I kind of just, whenever I watch One Punch Man, I just see it for what it is. I don't take him as more interesting. I don't take him as more
okay, fair enough. Maybe not the best example, but there are. Dragon Ball Z's one, and I'm sure we will get into this, but Vegeta's definitely more interested in Goku.
Oh yeah, hands down.
He's 100% more interested.
Probably started with that, to be honest, Ed.
Yeah, I probably should have, to be honest. But then the thing is, why? But the thing is, it happens a lot in maybe more so in shonen animes, but it happens a lot.
Do you think
where
so?
Where the side character is usually more interesting than the main character.
Okay, give me another example. Because I think I know what you're alluding to, but I want to see or to see give you another. Is it because you
Killua
like
and Gon? Killua is more interesting than Gon.
Do you think? Okay, I'm way more interested in Gon.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe it's just me then.
But no,
maybe
no, I understand. But I'm trying to determine: is it that you think that side characters have better powers than the main character?
No, not better powers.
I think that a lot of the time the main characters don't have the best power. Not all the time, anyway.
Oh, no, of course. I would
unless
agree
they're,
that,
like,
just
chosen
because,
one trope, basically.
Yeah. I would agree with that just because they need to create that sense of empathy with you and the main character. He needs to have some sort of vulnerability or struggle, as you know, especially in shonen, you know. That main character, you know, basically you get the cards you dealt with and this is how you can, you know, essentially overcome in life.
Mm-hmm.
So Asta in Black Clover had no magical powers, but yet he's overcome because of his tenacity. And that's kind of what the message is there. So now you might be right about that. I just think sometimes, I don't know, mangakas, I don't know if they do that in the case where the main character has his mission, has his purpose, and everyone around him kind of alleviates that in terms of entertainment or, you know, providing some kind of other thing which allows the main character to be him as in a serious main character. I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what you're saying.
Because even in My Hero Academia, mm-hmm. as annoying as Bakugo is, he's probably more interesting than Deku.
What? I mean, I know I've complained that Deku might come across as a crybaby, but in no way, shape or form is Bakugo more interesting. Really? Mm-hmm. You think Bakugo is more interesting than Deku?
So would you, if you were in a train station
yeah,
and you saw Deku come to you or Bakugo, who would you avoid? You would
Bakugo.
Avoid Bakugo. Actually, maybe right. He just probably shout in your face.
What he's complaining about today.
Yeah, I take that back.
And then start snapping at someone because his coffee was too cold. Like, so come something like, no.
Maybe my whole thesis needs to be revised.
Needs to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Think about what
Vegeta,
you're trying to say.
Killua. I'm trying to think of any of my... You know when you're trying to think and then your mind just goes blank? Was Simon a side character in Gurren Lagann, would you say?
No, Simon.
No.
The Simon. Yeah. Who's
not Simon, the other guy, sorry. Not Simon is the main character.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what? You could say he's like a side-ish. He's like side slash main character, but yeah, he's
Okay, mate. You know what?
Go Let back me just... and clarify what you mean, and then come back to the podcast and
maybe
give
I'll
us
bring
and
the
listeners a second go of what you're trying to say.
No, I just think like sometimes side characters are more, they're more excitable, more interesting in terms of.
If you say powers, then I say yes. Because if you say like Deku, if you take My Hero Academia,
but Deku's got a way better power than Bakugo.
Yeah. But then it comes down to just like preference. Because I like Todoroki.
Yes.
Out of Class 1A, I think, but he's got things I just find really interesting and unique. Mainly because he's basically got like two quirks in one, basically. Basically, he's Blackbeard. but Todoroki, the guy with the hawk guy in the darkness one. I've forgotten his name.
You're talking about Dark Shadow.
The Shadow, yeah, him.
Yeah, that's his power, but yeah.
I think he's really interesting. And then if you take One Piece, for example, Luffy, and I think that's part of the point, though, with One Piece, Luffy doesn't have the best Devil Fruit. There are so many other more interesting and, you could argue, stronger Devil Fruits, but grit, determination, and blah, 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 and main characters. And I think maybe that's what some main characters are forced to have, because shonen action tropes anyway, you need to have that kind of, okay, grit, determination, brawler, strong willpower. So then the emphasis on the main character are those traits, and then the side characters can be the ones that are a little bit more have more variation in personality. So you can have somebody like Killua, who come from an assassin family and goes crazy and then rips people's hearts out as a side character. You can have someone like Zoro as a side character. You can have someone like Ban from Seven Deadly Sins as a side. You probably couldn't. He's popular, don't get me wrong. Ban is a very popular character. But would you want him as your main character?
No, definitely not.
Well, from like a marketing standpoint, maybe not. So maybe that's why they're limited to it. So maybe the side characters are where mangakas can really like flesh out different characters, because maybe the main character normally has to go in that typical kind of standard mold, and they really kind of have to fit. Maybe they, I don't know if they have to, but maybe they're kind of forced to fit that mold.
There you go, guys. Eloquently put.
I could be chatting.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Crap, by the way, I could be completely wrong.
No. I think you're absolutely right, because now I think about it, you're probably right about the flexibility to, you know, like you said, do more with a side character as opposed to the main character. Look, even in sports, look at Haiku. You know, you talk about an inability, but you know, a handicap, as it were, or not the best power. Hinata is the shortest guy on the team, but you know, he overcomes that. And obviously, the other guys, I forgot his partner's name, or the guy who he works for, I forgot his name, but he's like the more, you know, better player, you know, more accomplished, whatever, so on and so forth. So, I think you're right there. I think, like I said, I think it's so then they can get the main character, for people to empathize with the main character, so on and so forth. Absolutely right there, Solo. That's what I meant, you know, that we got there in the end. So, let's just get to it, because I know we've
we said we're going to get right to it. We haven't, so... Go to your first one.
My first one is Saki K from Disastrous Life of Saki.
Oh, so, come on, man. Why are you doing my guy like that? You don't like him?
Nah, man. Nah.
I like him.
He's not interesting to me. He has an interesting power, but he's not interesting to me.
I like him. He wants to be boring.
He wants to be left alone. Exactly.
I think in the first season, his whole point, I think there's a guy who literally was like, no one really remembered his name. He was like exactly midway through the rankings of the school. He was average in every way possible shape. He's average height, average build, average weight, everything. And Psych was like, I need to be like this guy. Like, he's the perfect guy. We need to be best friends. I like Psyche because his whole point, he wants to be boring. He wants to be boring. That's his whole point. Zach,
I don't like that. it was hard though. MCs, like, two boring MCs. This was hard. But yeah, I just thought, do you know what? Nah, he's just, like I said, he'll be number five. So if on a good day, I might just, you know, say hi and so on and so forth in the train station or if I saw him or whatnot. But yeah, that was my number five, man. I just, yeah, like I said, he's just boring. He just wants to be left alone. I'm going to leave you alone. Like you said, average guy, average this. Just be average. Do your thing, man.
Oh, gosh. But even if you look at Psyche, like, he's the boring one, quote unquote. And the exciting or more interesting characters are all the supporting cast around him.
Yeah.
They have all weird and wonderful things, and he's just trying to balance where he, how he fit, how he even manages to accumulate all these weird people. I can't believe you find it boring. I like him, man. He's funny. I like him.
I mean, in this, yeah, just, yeah. But yeah, that's just me. Who you don't have to do yours in order, but you
yeah, can I try to put them in order, but I think they're just, it depends on how I'm feeling, whether or not. I mean, number one for me would be Goku. Not number one.
Oh,
my
you went
first
straight
one.
To number one.
No, let me go back. He is not the most boring character, but he's one of my top five boring characters. Yeah. No particular order. But Goku, my first one, Goku. Yeah, man. I mean,
I still don't get that song.
I don't know.
Maybe, I know he's not
maybe
the most.
I'm flawed individual and I like pain. I don't know what it is, but I want to see struggle. Dude, I'm easy.
But he does struggle.
I know. Okay.
What do you mean? Like, his whole life is about struggle.
If I met Goku and I'm walking down the street, I'm like, oh, man, this guy, man. Oh, you don't want to see Goku in the gym. Like, there's people. if I saw Vegeta in the gym, I know what I'm going to get. It's like, okay, cool. Vegeta's over there. Okay, cool. If I go and talk to him, he's going to tell me to do a new PR. He's going to tell me, okay, cool, you're going to do 1,000 kg. Now.
Yeah. 1,000 kg.
Something stupid. He's going to tell me we do a 5-mile run, come back, rest for 30 seconds, then another 10-mile run. I know what I'm going to, I know what to expect with Vegeta. Goku, he's that guy that's like, you want to train? Smiling in your face. Yeah, of course. Then he kills you and you don't know why and you're just struggling. And then he looks at you like, it was an easy session, right? Let's do it again. And then what happens next time you see Goku in the gym? Swerve. You're like, nah. Swerve. Because that's all you get from him. You don't get anything. There's no, oh, you worked hard today. You don't, you're like, okay, this is, like, at least Vegeta, I know Vegeta's going to tell me this is tough. And like, my aim is to make this hard for you. I'm going to kill you. So you go in there with your eyes open. Goku, no. No.
I can just imagine. Solo in the locker room thinks he's got away from Goku. Closes the cabinet. Hey, Solo, ready to train?
Yeah. Exactly. Or he just puts a palm on his shoulder. How you doing there, fella? Ready to train? It's gonna be an easy one. We're doing it for 4 hours. Swerve.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh my gosh.
You know something? So basically, I go to one of those gyms where it's like 24 hour and it's got like a revolving door. I would go, this is what happens if I see Goku. I get in, I put my code in, I step in it, the door's open, I see Goku, I go out the other side. Just straight. And turn around.
It just comes out.
Turns out. Someone behind me like, oh, why are you leaving? Man. I forgot something at home. I just need to forgot something. Got something at home. Then all I hear is instant transmission. Hey. Hey, Solo. Yeah, I heard you from across the gym. You said to you lost the phone. You want me to go and get it for you? He's like, no, thanks, Goku.
Oh my god!
I feel like it. Like, jokes aside, I think Goku, all I'm gonna get with Goku is just fight. Like, just, you know, those people that always want to fight. You're like, chill, man, chill. I just want to eat some pizza. Like, just chill. He's like, nah, just train. So nah. He's
so basically Goku's one of those, you know, you talked about the two extremes. He's the happy
he's
one.
He's not too happy, but he's extreme. I'm like, oh gosh. At least with Luffy,
he's extreme, but
else, like Goku in the Goku mold, there's slight differences that I can tolerate. But Goku, man, that's just
You just don't like the fact that he's a bit too deceptive and
there's no rest with Goku. It's just 100. There's no 0 to 100 with Goku. It's just 100. It's just always 100. And the thing is, people will be like, oh man, he's such a nice guy. Okay. Okay. Do you know him? He's always like that. 3 a.m. at night, he'll wake you up and say, let's train. Like, come on, like. And after time, that might become a little bit boring. You'll be like, oh, you know what, Goku, like, so who are you, Goku? Like, tell me about yourself.
Oh, well, I like to train.
Well, I like to train. I know that because that's how we met. And thanks for getting me in shape. But who is Goku? Who is Kakarot? Tell me about yourself. Any family? Yeah, I mean, got a son. He was really strong. We train a lot. Got another son. I mean, he's really strong as well. We train a lot. We all train together. In fact, you want to go training? It's like, oh, come on, man. Goku, I'm trying to learn about you. You're just telling me about how much you love to train.
Do you know what? You're not wrong. You're really not wrong. Train. Because even in Super, he's always begging Whis to train and train. I think, yeah. I mean, I guess they both do it, but Vegeta is a bit more... he's a bit more measured about it as relates to... He understands, he has that life balance, you know, with Bulma and Trunks and so on and so forth. No, seriously, he does. Even in Super, like, they show him, he still gets agitated because he feels like Goku is going to be ahead of him. But he has, like, at least he has, like, maybe 20 or 30% dedicated to his family, where Goku might be, like, 5%. But I don't know if he's boring. I think...
This tongue-in-cheek, but yeah. I mean, but he is one way, though. He is one way.
Yeah, he's definitely one way. Like,
he's a key difference, right? Okay. So, side by side, let me give you an example. Goku and Chi-Chi, Vegeta and Bulma. So, say, for example, I'm dropping off a package, okay? So, I knock on, what do you call it, capsule, whatever.
Capsule Corp.
Vegeta opens up. Yeah, what do you want? I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just a package, and he sees, like, me in training. Oh, do you want to train? You want to train today? And then Bulma shouts at him in the back, going, you ain't doing no training today. You ain't getting your butt back here. You need to go and teach Trunks some homework. And then what's Vegeta's going to be like? All right, sorry, I have to go now, bye-bye. And then he closes the door. Yeah. What's Goku going to do? Chi-Chi, peace out.
You gotta swerve Chi-Chi, boy.
Let's go. And then next thing you know, I'm training on some small planet. Goku's not listening to no one. There is one way with Goku. That's train or die. That's it. He died. The guy was still training.
I'm dead. He finished it. He died. He's still training.
I'll sleep. You know when people say, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. No, he dies. The guy's still training. There's no rest. So when are you gonna rest, Goku? No rest. He's just looking for more ways to go and fight. And then he wants to come back to Earth and fight. Not come. You know, normal people. I want to come back and see my son.
Yeah.
Come back and see my family. See how they've grown. Now this guy came back to go and fight Boo. Fight. Everything is fight with Goku. No. At least Vegeta, he can pretend to be gruff, but Bulma's behind the scenes saying, you better get your out. Trunks has got homework, and I've got to work, so you better put that little Hawaiian shirt on and teach Trunks his maths. teach him his maths.
Two times two is four.
Yeah, so you better teach him his maths. He still needs to be educated. Man. He still needs to, you know, inherit Capsule Corp. Whereas, yeah, nah, Chi-Chi, I feel for Chi-Chi, man.
You do sometimes feel for Chi-Chi. You do.
Because he'll just go and take Goten out of school to go and train.
Yeah, he would. He legit would.
He would.
Take him out. Like, son, come on. But dad, I've got calculus. Come on.
So yeah, that's why there's only one way. You only get one thing with Goku. Just that's it. That's why he's on my list.
No. Do you know what? The way you broke it down, I can't even complain. I can't. He wouldn't be in my top five. Might make it top 10, but yeah, the way you broke it down, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So going through my list in terms of my least favorites, number 4, I had Kirito, from Sword Art Online. I don't know if you've seen Sword Art Online.
I have heard of this character before. I've heard people complain about him before.
Yeah, he's just boring, man. Do you know what the thing is as well is? The anime is good. I mean, okay. I kind of stopped watching it after, I think, season two or whatever. The anime is actually pretty good, especially the first season, and first two seasons anyway for me. But yeah, Kirito himself is just, he's just a boring guy. Literally just a, like, if Goku's like, hi, happy, all this, blah, 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 Kirito is just more so kind of like, he kind of gives you the Psyche K kind of vibes, okay. You know, leave me alone. I am who I am kind of thing. He's just boring. I just, yeah. There's not much to say about him, to be honest. he's not interesting enough for me.
Forgettable for you that you just don't really care about him. Okay.
He's just a guy who's put on a headset, got into an isekai as it were, and into a world and, you know, trying to defeat the game, as it were. I mean, he has interesting friends, but him himself, I just didn't think he's quite interesting at all.
Okay, then.
Yeah, moving swiftly on.
Like, all right, no, I have to take a word from you. You know what? I need a side note. This is a good opportunity for me to make the declaration, to get myself accountable. I'm going to watch an isekai. I need to watch an isekai.
Have you you've seen Hunter, so...
Hunter is not an isekai, Ed.
No, but Greed Island's arc is kind of an isekai.
Because I watched one arc of an isekai.
I don't know why people don't like Greed Island. I was watching some guy who said that Hunter would have been his number one if it wasn't for Greed Island.
I just don't like it.
I was like, what's wrong? But anyway,
I don't like it. Well, it's just an arc and they're playing volleyball and stuff like that. It's like,
nah, that was a good game. It's a good game.
It was a dodgeball they were playing and then they're all standing behind each other to catch the ball. Like, it's a training arc. That's all it was. It was just a training arc. That's all it was.
Man. Yeah,
right.
Fair enough.
My next one. Similar, I don't have much to say, and I don't even have that many reasons why, but I would hella swerve him. Ichigo. Nah. Ichigo, just... And is this... Because, again, I like Bleach. Bleach was one of my formative animes for me. Bleach was there for me. But Ichigo? Nah, man.
I agree.
Just doesn't MC. It's just all. You know what I feel with Ichigo? He never asks himself, why is everybody around me just being captured? Like, Rukia, Orihime, what's happening? It's like, why? Like, it's like Balotelli, why always me?
Like, why always me? Why always me?
You know, why am I the one that has to go? Why am I the one? You know, he's gone through a tough life. His mum passed by a hollow. And then he finds out he's part hollow. That's confusing. That is confusing. But he seems to be very stern. He's a very stern person. And I've got someone else on my list who's even more so. But yeah, he needs to lighten up. He needs to let his hair down.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't, you know what? It's funny. When you say Ichigo, all I have in my mind is him frowning.
You see?
His orange hair and his like frown face. Yeah, I don't remember, or I haven't got any fond memories of Ichigo smiling.
No. And I'm sure really he probably has once or twice.
Of course, he's definitely, of course, yeah, once.
Yeah, once.
But I don't have any fond memories. Like, if you say, what's his name? Kenpachi, he's always smiling.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can see his face right now, and he's just smiling.
Exactly, constantly smiling.
Yeah, but that's a great point. That is a great one.
Just like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything out from him. Like, he's the sort of person, if you ask him, so how you doing? He'll just grunt at you. In fact, I'll take that back. I've got somebody else on my list who will just grunt at you. But Ichigo will be like, yeah, I'm fine. So, like, how was the summer? Went to Soul Society. What Soul Society? You wouldn't understand. Is that just... And then he just gets up and walks out of school. Right, these people are supposed to be in school, so he's gonna come back and how's things going? And basically, remember, most humans can't see hollows, right? They actually can't see them. but Ichigo can. So Ichigo will be that weird kid in school where people are like, yeah, he just runs around with him like a in a black cloak all of summer. He just runs around. Like, that's what he does. And so he disappeared for like 2 months.
Oh, man. Have you seen that video where he goes, I've got God and anime on my side? mate, listen. By the way, let me just disclaimer: you're fine if you're weird. Like, don't.
We were weird
like
kids in school.
Exactly.
We were flying the weird kids in school.
I was doing the Kamehameha's and doing the ninja runs.
Were you?
But no, I wasn't. But, but I was weird. In the sense where I played Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Okay. Oh man. I played, you know what? There's two things that I actually, even to this day, if someone pulled them out, I'll be like, I want to play this right now. Yu-Gi-Oh, I'd actually still want to play. And, Beyblades.
Oh, I love Beyblade. Oh, mate.
Beyblade.
Hands down.
Me and my brother. We didn't have a Beyblade. We both had Beyblades, but we didn't have a Beyblade. What do you call it?
Arena kind of like stadium. Yeah.
My mom's pot.
Kitchen pot in it. Same with us.
My mom used to switch at us because we used to scratch up the pot.
Exactly. We did the same thing.
You use a wok.
Yeah, you'd use a wok. You'd use a wok. Oh, my mom was screwed. Lucky I didn't get no beatings, but it's like, what?
And she tried to use this box. And it's like, no, mom, it needs to be a circle.
It doesn't work exactly.
It needs to be a circle.
Yeah.
It needs to have like nice, even ramps.
Yes, oh. Beyblade was the one. Hey, I would still play that today, yeah, honestly, 100%.
If I saw Beyblade now, if I saw a kid on it, let it rip. Let me play, please.
Please don't say that.
No. I wouldn't say that. I'll buy my own Beyblade to say
Yeah, please buy your own. Please don't go into any kid and say, let me play.
You know what I'll do? Because I'm an adult, I'll go and buy some Beyblade with like a metal. Because you know Beyblades are made out of plastic. No, not mine. I'll get one that's like got metal, it's got diamond edged, and it'll start mashing up everyone else's plastic Beyblades. And I'll just sit there.
Yeah. 100%.
The villain winner.
There were some metal parts in it, that's why it span on the thing, innit?
Yeah, like, but they're the like the
yeah, but most of it's plastic. Yeah.
My Beyblades, man. I might go back and watch Beyblades. That was a good show, man. I enjoyed Beyblades a lot. I liked that a lot.
Oh man, that was a great show. So moving on to next one. So my next one is Hero. Oh, I don't know how they say it, but maybe basically the dub say Hero. From Mobile Suit Gundam Wing.
Okay. Well, I mean,
yeah.
It's,
I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the Gundam Wing that I also was first introduced to as a kid. But I never watched Gundam Wing because at the time I'm like, this is too much politics for my small brain.
Yeah.
the rebellion and the rebels and the legions. I don't know what's happening here. So I just...
He's like an Ichigo, basically. He doesn't smile. Don't get me wrong. He's a main character. He's got good intentions, so on and so forth. But he's like an Ichigo. Mixed with a Vegeta where he's fronting all the time. There's I forgot her name, but she's always chasing him. And he just doesn't smile. He's boring.
Well, look at the time frame that they're setting, though.
We're just talking about them as people. Like, you talk about Bleach, look at the time frame. You talk about his mom and Hollow. Any person would have a permanent frown like that. We're just talking about them as people. He's just a boring person to me. I just remember even the way he talks, you know, it's just very monotone. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh, got a new Gundam. Wow. Like literally monotone. No excitement. No, like, oh, I'm sad. No emotions. Basically, it was a robot.
If you gave me a new Gundam, I'm like, what? Okay.
Is there anyone
that you need me to go on go and attack right now? Because you know, I'm feeling kind of fresh. I got my new Gundam.
He wouldn't even be like that. Like, there's another guy called Duo. He's more like, And even, I think even Duo mentions, like, loosen up a bit, Hero, because Duo's a bit more, like, friendly or more, like, excited when he saw his new death site. Hero was just like, oh, that's a great new Gundam. Like, nah, it's, yeah. Nah, mate, I'm ducking you. I am ducking you. Yeah,
100%. Oh, gosh. All right, fair enough, fair enough. Staying on the topic of characters with, like, stern faces. So my next one, Jotaro Kujo from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does have a stern face.
I was going about to say, what do you mean? He is not...
He has a stern face.
Not Joseph. Not Joseph Joestar. No.
Yeah, Jotaro. Yeah, Jotaro. Jotaro. The guy with the black coat and the black hat.
Wait, no. Let me just paint the picture for those people who haven't watched that one, okay? This guy's supposed to be in school. My guy's like 6'5", built like a wrestler, okay? He doesn't talk to anyone. He's got some custom made school outfit. He's got gold embezzled everywhere. He's built like an old his personality is like an old man that's seeing too much pain, and his heart been closed off to humor, love, and joy. He does that, and then when you talk to him, he just grunts at you. His jokes are like one word responses. He's like Kawhi Leonard. If you laughed, you'll be like, something's happened with the world. It's about to go down. Everybody get into the bunker. He's going crazy. Jotaro would be the most boring person. If I saw Jotaro, I'm like, what's the point of even speaking to you, man? You got nothing to say.
Yeah.
And he might be like, a nice guy, but we'll just be like, he will just be like, hey, Jotaro, like, how's it doing? You know, staring up at him. Okay, this guy.
What do you want, old man?
Yeah, it's like, nah. Jotaro Kujo, boy. Nah, I'm sorry. Nah,
I love
what you do on the show, but from afar, from afar. Yes. Yeah. Nah.
He's almost like the too cool guy who just, you know, the guy who in a club just stands on the wall, holding up the wall.
Yeah, that's basically him.
You know, he doesn't want to. I'm the guy who's always dancing on the dance floor, and then he's just the one who's just like, oh, come on, man, don't. No, I'm cool. No, I'm just, I'm going to stand here and look cool.
I'm cool, man.
Yeah. No, fair enough. No, to be honest, yeah, you're right. And now I think about it, you're right. He's quite boring. No. He's quite boring, to be honest. He is. Now I think about it. I'm trying to think of when he smiled, like, yeah,
I know
he
said like a couple jokes, and everyone's like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, he said a joke. Wow. That's about it.
Come on, man.
Because
it's funny if you compare him to like Joseph Joestar. So
Joseph Joestar. He's cool. I like him. Now, he's Joseph somebody Joestar like, is like amazing. He'll be very interesting. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. 100%.
But Jotaro? I don't know what happened there, boy. Grandson it was completely different to granddad. Completely different.
Comes in generations, I guess. But yeah, fair enough. My next one is Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Why?
Just boring.
Why,
man,
though?
He is boring.
But look what happened to him. So look, what do you expect him to do?
No, but again, we're just talking about their personalities, right? It's not my fault that, you know, you got eaten or something and then became a ghoul yourself. It's not my fault. Even before then, I mean, to be honest, there wasn't much before then. He just goes to his apartment, but yeah. It's just, you know, he's trying to get this girl, and then after he's not interesting. He's just one of those guys who he sits in the library. He wants to be by himself. Don't bother me. Kind of just awkward. He's just boring. Like, there's nothing he does where, you know, you're excited.
Have you ever seen?
Oh, Kaneki's done this. Or look, don't get me wrong. What happens to him in the show is just cruel. I mean, Jason basically changed the color of his hair. I mean, you know. So, but that's different. I'm talking about his personality. He's boring. There's nothing about him that's like, oh, that's so cool. Oh, Kaneki, yo, let's go out. Oh, nah. If I see him in the tube station, I am ducking. I am moving out. I am not even going. He'll just give me bad vibes, man. Just gives me bad vibes. I just, nah. He's another one of those who's just too monotone, too As you can see, my characters are picked. Every one of those are just nah. And I use that kind of.
What was that?
Nah. There's nothing about them that makes me excited.
I'm praying that you add somebody else into this, because I've got somebody on my list which is almost exactly like this. And
my number one might shock you, but yeah.
Go on, say your number one, because we might have the same one here.
I don't know if we do, but my number one, we've mentioned him on a pre. My number one, right? He was exciting to begin with in the anime, but then he became less exciting towards the end of the anime. So okay. I don't know if it's the same one.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I don't think we have the same one. But yeah, you got two more. So let me hear your next one.
Okay. So my my next one, I was gonna put Naruto in there just for bants, but nah, Naruto is nowhere near a boring main character.
I mean, to be honest,
he's not boring. He might be annoying. He's not boring, but
the younger Naruto is way more entertaining than the older one. I'll say that.
Why?
I just think the pranks and everything was funny.
Okay, fine.
But that's just, yeah.
No. So one of my characters, Shinji Ikari from Neon Genesis.
Yes, 100%. 100%. I don't have him in my list.
I was hoping that you would add him. I thought you weren't going to say him.
But 100%.
Come on.
100%.
Come on.
He is so... In fact, I don't know why I didn't have him in my list.
He's part of the reason why it took me so long to watch the anime. Like, I've been 100% serious. He is part of the reason why it took me so long to watch it. It took me, like, 4 months just to watch. Seriously. Because every time I talk, okay, yeah.
Am I good enough? Can I do it? I don't know.
You have been chosen to be the pilot of a giant biomechanical machine. That's pretty cool. Mm. Pretty cool.
Yeah, but he's just always moaning and like, can I do it? I don't know. I was like, oh my goodness. You know, so I like the way you put it at the beginning. He's the negative one, the downer.
I don't even know. It's just that it's not even the complaints. It's not like he's constantly complaining or anything like that. But I think he's like Shikamaru times 1,000. He's like, he's just unbothered by, like, it's hard to get some sort of response. He's like, he's always just suboptimal. He's always feeling
it's low. Yeah.
He's always low. He's never
low or low self esteem. That's all it
you
is.
Think
for
it
me.
Is?
I think it was the girl. I forgot her name. She's always like, "Come on, you can do it!" Like she's trying to push him. She's like the kind of alpha female, as it were, and just like, "Come on, get yourself together." And he's just like, "Okay, let's do it." Okay, kind of. It's just like, people like that frustrate me.
Do you know what I remember? Do you know that scene where he moves in with that woman, and he's basically just like cleaning up after that woman. Because I can't remember her name, but her woman, she's got a bit of an interesting thing about her, but her place is like incredibly messy, and so he moves in and he's like, oh, let me try and like tidy up, and I'll just move this over there, and I'll put this there. I've watched that episode like 6-7 times because I watch it and I fall asleep. And I thought, okay, cool, I need to go back and watch it again. Then I fall asleep again. Then I thought, you know what, nah, because I don't like, if I want to watch it the whole way through so it's fresh. So then I go, nah, let me watch it. So I ended up seeing that like 4, 5, 6, 7 times. I'm like, this is boring, man. Is Ed really right? Is this supposed to be really that good? This isn't living up to it. But you know what?
It isn't, yeah.
Hearing us talking about love, maybe we're missing something. Maybe he's actually written that way for a reason. And we just
yes,
not know.
Yes, yeah, 100%. And that, look, we're not... That's why I said this is just more so theoretical in terms of as they are, you know, take me as I am kind of thing. Because obviously, or most animes, not all, but most animes, there's a lesson to be learned, so on and so forth.
Mm.
You know, in this one, I remember, you know, there's a quote where it says, he comes to terms with being someone who is positive, who's strong, something like that. And then he releases some kind of power or something like that. So the whole thing about him is like, you should believe in yourself. You should have self-belief. You know, you should be able to, not you should be able to, but, you know, you should be encouraged by who you are and, like, accept yourself as opposed to feeling all down and so on and so forth. So, yes, you're right. He definitely was written like that, but that doesn't detract from the fact that he's boring. I think, yeah, you're right in terms of him being written like that. So, yeah, that's just the way I see it.
Okay.
Yeah. My number one. Okay, so my number one is going to probably confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
And confuse a lot of our listeners, but I'll give you a reason why.
Who? I'm interested.
So my number one is Eren Yeager
from Attack on Titan. He's not okay. Let me listen. Okay, calm down.
Okay, thank you very much. So, like I said, from as a child, he was fine. He was a go-getter, very interesting. You know, so on and so forth. As an adult, again, I haven't read the manga, so I could completely be off here. But I just think as an adult, he's to your point, as relates to Shikamaru, he's a bit like that. Unfazed, unbothered. It's almost like he's had his soul ripped out from him as relates to who he is as a person. For me, I'm ducking that person. I don't see anything interest. Maybe what he's trying to do is interesting in context of Attack on Titan, by him as a person, I just don't... Even that moment where he's on a round table sitting with Armin and Mikasa, lifeless, zombie, like, just complete... contrast his face there to when he was a boy, smiling, you know, had purpose, had mission, had life in him. There's so much different. So much different now to when he was a boy. And for me, it's just boring. Like, literally, people like that, just, like, no soul, just, like, monotone, very, I guess I would say derivative. No, derivative's not the right word, but just very drab, very drab. I think there's nothing there that would make me say, you know what, I see you at the train station, yo, what's going up? And he gives you that face. Okay, so I'll catch you on Facebook. So yeah, man. Nah, I just... I'll catch you on Facebook. So for me, number one boring so far.
I mean, I don't think least he's interesting. Boring, though. He's not boring. He might be hell of annoying and people might not like his
So you're change. Telling me you see him... Yes, I don't like his change. You're seeing,
yeah,
so that's why I like your analogy in terms of the tube station or the train station. You're telling me you saw him. We're gonna give him a high five, catch up. Yo, what's going on?
No. But
exactly. There you go.
No, wait. No, but I would still be like literally, if I saw him, he's the sort of person who'd be like, oh yeah, Eren, yeah, how you doing? Oh yeah, yeah. So like, what happened in the last couple of years? You changed, man. Like, talk to me. What happened? Because last time we met, you're like,
give
happy.
You that blank stare.
Oh, what, is that bad, man? Is that bad? Whoa, what happened? Oh, sorry to hear that, man. Sorry to hear that. Oh, no, but you're going a little bit wild.
He wouldn't even say anything.
Huh? You're going a bit wild. You're killing people. That's a little bit, don't you think it's a little bit, you know, like a little bit extreme? Like, you're trying to save everyone. Like, what happened? That's an interesting conversation. That's how someone can go from A
but
to B.
But he wouldn't say anything. He honestly wouldn't. He would just be like, yeah, I'm having difficult times. Or he, you know what it'd be? It would be you're the guy who's always talking and then before he even says anything, anticipate what he's saying. By the time you finish the conversation, you've spoken and he hasn't said a word and you'd be like, yeah, nice catching up. And then... That's the way I see it anyway.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I understand why, but I wouldn't say that's boring. I think that it's probably just a negative change that you don't like.
Yeah, so it's a number one negative change, so yeah.
I mean, like, he's not a protagonist, but Gohan now is boring.
Yeah, 100%.
Gohan 100%. Now is hella boring.
I'd agree.
But it'll 100%. Still be like, so what was it like, Fine Cell? Like, what was it like? Was it hard? Was it tough? How did you get that powerful? Why did you stop? like you could still ask. The change is something that is interesting. So that's why I wouldn't say he's boring, because he wasn't boring beforehand. So what changed in that interim? What changed in that time period? And he can have some conversations.
And that's why I made that distinction. So to be honest, that's why I made that distinction regarding Aaron as younger and Aaron older. Aaron younger is fine. Aaron older is just, don't find that guy interesting.
Oh gosh! All right, fine. No, that was it for me. Actually, my other one was I was gonna jokingly put Naruto in as a joke, but there is something I do want to say about Naruto though. Actually, talking about now we're on that topic of change, right? I remember, and I can't take credit for this thought, but it got me thinking. I was like, that's pretty cool. I read it was on Reddit, and that Naruto. One thing that some people don't like about Naruto is that how. Beforehand, it was that whole idea of grit, working hard, effort succeeds talent, so on and so forth. And even still, even on the early, if you think of Naruto on the early, the first part of it, he had the nine tails, but you could see him clearly developing his own skill and not always relying on the nine tails. It was when he did rely on the nine tails is when he literally was either at his limit or he wasn't in control of his own emotions, right? Cool, got it. And then how it kind of just switched, and at the end of it, he's actually the chosen one. He's actually like the, thingy in reincarnate. And it's like, So all that whole previous setup about him trying to be the reason of him getting to where he was down to his own willpower, when in reality, he was always going to be there. It was the chosen one trope. It was just always there. It just took this approach. So he's the chosen one. Plus, he has a flippant tailed beast inside him. That's like just overkill on overkill, you know? So I got me thinking. I was like, I kind of see that. I kind of see why people might not have liked that change. They probably might have liked Naruto before that kind of element came into play. Because if you think about it, it kind of felt shoehorned in at the last moment. Like, right at the end of the war, now he's actually... him and Sasuke are the chosen ones. They're reincarnate of brothers over time. And it's like, there was nothing really that set that up before, you know? So I didn't realize that before, but yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm laughing so much is because you can clearly tell Solo's been thinking about this very much.
Seriously.
A lot of deep thought.
Yeah. You know, just sat up at night staring at the ceiling saying, that Reddit user blew my mind. That Reddit user just shattered the route for me. And this is only like a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, I have to rethink Naruto now.
So he's gone deep into this.
What's happened? The moral of the story isn't that hard work rules all anymore. You need to be lucky to be born into the chosen one. You need to be the chosen one.
True. Then
perfect example. You know how never mind. Nah, that was good. I'll go just talk about One Piece again. So I'll just stop.
All right, cool. So moving on from Solo's deep Naruto dissertation
I can't remember that Reddit user's name, but I blame him or her.
So moving on from that, out of the characters you just mentioned, which one would you choose to make more interesting and how would you do this?
I would choose to make... So I had Jotaro, Goku, Ichigo, and my guy from Neon Genesis.
I think you could Ichigo. Try and make Ichigo. That's what literally I was going to say.
Ichigo.
Yeah.
Because I really do like Bleach. But there's so much uncovered ground that we could have gone into a lot more detail about. So, is just a bit more. So because I'm not sure if you knew how much of if you followed Bleach afterwards, but he's like a combination of everything. He's a human. He's this part Shinigami. He's part Hollow. He's part Quincy. He's got like a little bit.
Is
of
he?
Yes.
His I didn't mom. Watch it after, man.
His mom.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Hold on. Let me just Google that. Let me just Google that. Yeah.
Oh wow! Didn't know that.
Mm. Yeah. I think through his mouth.
So look, come with the facts.
I don't want to be talking crap, man. But no, like it's. I don't know how I'd make him more interesting in terms of the story, but I think you can definitely afford to allow Ichigo to be have a little bit more humor, because he doesn't. Yeah. I don't think he's always the serious one. Even if he had like a bit more. Had a better opportunity to have actually see him relax with his friends, because I don't think they did that. Like his friends always, it was almost like he was always going into war, like always. That's like his default position. Yeah. Like he was never really really jovial with Chad or Hime or Rukia. It was always like under the guise of, I mean, he had like a love hate relationship with the Quincy guy. Or his Quincy friend, but that, I mean, I would have liked them just to relax a little bit, have some time to, and with Bleach, they kind of had the humor with Con, you know, the little lion.
The teddy bear.
Yeah,
thing.
He was funny. I'm not gonna lie, he was.
Yeah,
he was
he's hilarious.
He was good, but no, I think I would have introduced some humor via his friends, so having like a funny interaction with his friends. You know how like Zoro and Sanji always going back and forth with each other, and you kind of see like you see it like that, or even like Naruto, Mike Guy and Kakashi, they've got their little interchange. So you see that the kind of the light heartedness when they're with their friends, right? So I would have done that with Ichigo, and then also just from to show a different side of him, like actually show. Well, and I just know that this happened, but I don't know. I didn't read the manga, so I can't be 100% sure on this. But maybe go into a little bit more detail about how he actually feels that he's got all these different parts in him and what that means, how he now defines himself. I mean, that's probably asking too much of a shonen. That's probably going into like seinen territory. But yeah, I would have loved to have seen that. I would love to have seen that. Because think about it, like, for example, he's half Quincy, but then the Quincy's had a war with the Soul Society. So how does he feel being torn in the middle and all this blah 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 stuff? He's got like Vizard and he's got Hollow stuff inside him. Like how do you deal with all that stuff, man? And I think that's a really good opportunity to kind of go deep into that side of things. So and that would have shown or allowed to show different sides of him. That's what I would have done. But it would shonen.
So guys, for just $24.99, you could book a session with Solo.
Oh my gosh.
Solo the psychotherapist.
So tell me more. Tell me. Talk to me about your childhood. And where's your family from? Okay. And what's that culture like? Okay. Yeah. All right. It must be really difficult.
I see.
It must be really difficult. I can understand. I totally appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah.
can we dig deeper into that? How does that make you feel?
tell me a bit more. How do you feel when your father says these things?
Gosh.
I don't want to put words in
your mouth. No, but you made
expand.
Expand.
Hey!
Oh, mate, you know those those shows always do it. So tell me more. How does that make you feel? Can we just hold on that point a bit more?
Let's do an exercise. Take yourself back.
Let's do an exercise
to 8-year-old Ichigo. And what you would want to say to your parents at that time?
gosh, nah, that's too much. That would be a cheap session as well, $24.99.
Exactly, you spend more than that. I'm offering high quality. And it'll probably be the best thing to do. But no, like definitely exploring different parts of, because it's part of who we all. And I think as I get older, that's why the more interesting like characters in general from any type of media, when there's like a balance between like the ups and downs, and there's like a difference between that, I like that. Or when you kind of understand, even if they're doing like horrific things, if there is some sort of, not because you accept it, but then you can see the path. Like, remember, you know, Joker?
Yep.
That was, I loved that film so much. Not only, I mean, incredible acting, but just the fact that you can appreciate why he's in that position. You can appreciate what, because you got to see what drove him downwards.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see why he got to the point where he became Joker at the end. You got to see all the little, you saw all the dominoes falling.
Yeah. It was a great film. Great film. It was a pretty good film. Absolutely great. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend Joker. Yeah, in terms of who I would pick, to be honest, it's I would pick Saki K just because.
Why?
Like I said, he's the least, in terms of making him a bit more, because I think he would be the easiest one to convert. I think all the rest are, they're done. There's no hope for them.
But he doesn't want to. Saki K doesn't want to be excited.
I know, but I'll try to make him. I'll be that friend who's trying to, because we can use his powers to be like, make it more exciting, make him more exciting, be more fun. You know, be more a bit, as you use, jovial, as it were. So
solo word of the day.
Solo word. I mean, jovial is not all that great.
Okay,
to be
sorry.
Honest, guys,
what was that word you said?
Rodomontade.
Whatever, man. I'll find a word that's on that level. I'll squeeze it into the conversation.
Nah, I'm joking. Squeeze it. Nah, jovial was good. It was really good. But yeah, I just think we could make him a bit more. Exciting because he's got that really good powers, and we could make him more exciting. I think all the rest are just, they're doomed to failure. Like, there's no way I'm making Kirito, Hiro, Kaneki, or Eren. Eren's too far gone. They're all too far gone. Maybe Hiro, but yeah, I just think Saki K is probably the easiest one to make him a bit more interesting. As it relates to him as a person, I have, to be honest, full disclosure, I have only seen season one, so okay. Maybe in season two he gets a bit more fun and gets more exciting. He wants to, you know, ascend above the average, quote unquote. But you know,
ascend above the average. Look at you trying to be a poet. Okay, carry on.
Well, that wasn't even that great. Those are throwaways, Solo. Hey, come on, man. Throwaways.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Oh gosh, Solo just trying to, you know, be or. Oh,
don't worry. I'm gonna Google one of these days. I'm gonna Google complex words, rare words in English, and I'm gonna be flinging them in like 10 each sentence. You're never gonna know what I'm saying. I'll confuse the hell out of you. Watch.
I'm trying to figure a word. It's like
exactly. Watch. I'll find one.
Oh, Solo, don't be jealous, man. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. Don't jealous me. But yeah, I would choose him. So yeah. Yep, so there we have it. Those are our five boring characters. We both chose 5, 10 in total. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I would say, to be honest, Solo, I think I like your list. I think every one of your lists, and like I said, you know, Goku wouldn't be on my list, but the way you broke that down, I can see that. I can 100% see that. I know you don't like Saki K on my list, but you know, I still think, you know, he can be a bit more entertaining. But I think, yeah, or Eren or Saki K, who would you rather not like? Who do you think I should have at least omitted from my list?
Oh,
omitted means to take away.
Oh, I know what omitted means. Look at you. You're waiting. We're gonna say this next. Saki K, I would omit from your list.
All right, cool. Let us know, guys. As always, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can email us. We have comment section on our website as well, so you can go on our website for each episode. So if you've listened to an episode that you thought was funny, whatever, you can go on our website, type in the comment section, or you can just go on our Instagram. We post an audiogram for each episode, or you can just DM us on our Instagram. So whichever method works for you, let us know what you think about the episode. And also, if you love this show, you're listening now, you're a super light, share it with a friend. It means the world to us. Just share it with someone if we've made you laugh, smile. Hopefully we've made you laugh. No Ichigo vibes here. You know, you can just see us laughing, having fun. Hopefully you've had fun listening to. So share with a friend. We'd be very grateful. Thanks very much and have a lovely day. Hey, Super Family. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. It takes less than 30 seconds. Doing so will allow us to grow the show and encourage us to keep putting out more content. In case you're wondering how to subscribe, rate, and review the show, just go to ratethispodcast.com/superanimepodcast. That's super with three U's. We will also leave a link to it in the show notes for you to go to as a simple way to subscribe, rate, and review the show. We love your reviews, so please keep them coming and we will read them out in future episodes. Please do share this podcast with anyone you feel will enjoy the show. Finally, to keep the conversation going, we're super keen to hear your thoughts, questions, and opinions on the show's discussion points. To get in contact with us, you can either leave a voice note via the mic on our website, superanimepodcast.com, that's super with three U's, or you can write a note via the contact section, superanimepodcast.com/contact. It's also in the show notes as well. Along with your email, please leave your name and location from where you're listening from, and we will be sure to shout you out and include some of your thoughts in the next and upcoming episodes. Have a great day wherever you are, and bye for now.